Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And good morning. Medicine Ball Caravan time once again here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday as we are on the eve of Festival Zacalia et Creole. We're going to stay for a good bit in the mode of pioneering women in Cajun music and French music as well. You know, this past April marks 100 years ago. I guess that it's timely. I don't know if this was considered in the planning of Festival Zacalia et Creole this year that is honoring women musicians, that Cleoma Brough recorded this recording on April 18th, 1929. I don't know if this was the first one they ever did, but Cleoma Brough with Joe Falcon kick off this edition of the Caravan. Oh, we'll also be talking to Louis and Ashley Michaud. They've got some great new projects, at least three or four new projects, and that's only skimming the surface of what's going on. Anyway, lots going on this hour, but let's kick it off with some Cleoma Brough.
No.
Red Magnolia Sisters here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Do you ever think of me? The musical question from Love's Lies. Their album from 2014. I understand they are currently in the studio working on a brand new record. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to more from Magnolia Sisters. Before that, Cleo Mabro, Joe Falcon with their classic Prenez Courage, Take Courage, I think. And that was, by the way, was included. I realized this when I was kind of putting the playlist up, that that track was part of the American Epic documentary in which the Lost Bayou Ramblers, Louis Michaud, was a part of. And once again, we have Louis Michaud along with his wife Ashley in our studio today. And the two of them have multiple projects always going on, but now that it's Festivals of Cayenne Creole, it's timed out where they've got, you know, lots going on. So yeah, we're just going to be here and talking about that over the next several minutes. So welcome, the two of you. Welcome, Louis.
Thanks,
Ashley.
Cecil.
So listen, Ashley, we're going to start talking to you because, you know, this is the year of the woman for the festival, and you have well, I mean, besides doing your part and playing with various groups in it, you've got a book out now that you are now just seeing for the first time.
Yes, I just got the copy in my hands about 5 minutes ago for the first time. So what a treat to kind of capture this moment. But this book called Au Malheureuse is a collection, first of its kind collection of women's writings in Louisiana, in French, Louisiana women's writings in French, that I edited, and I started this project exactly 1 year ago this week.
Really?
Yes, and it was just an online project that was supposed to be housed on the Prairie des Femmes blog. But
this is a blog that you've been doing for a bit now.
Yes, since 2012, I just kind of cultivated this personal space that really didn't have any names or anything on it. It's just kind of, for a long time, it was just Prairie des Femmes, kind of nondescript, but it was all my art and writing on it. And so I started about a year ago. I decided I wanted to open it up and do what I could to help propel others that also wrote in our dialect, in Louisiana French, and especially women. Mm-hmm. So about a year ago, I started just putting out the call on social media, if you write, and I started encouraging people a lot. And
I also remember you here being Judith interviewing you.
That's right.
And bringing a call out here on the station.
Yeah. Right. I made a call, yes, exactly, about in December. And so I got about 50 women that sent me their work that contributed to this first of its kind collection, and I couldn't be more proud of it. Megan Barra and I, and Michelle Verrett Johnson, who are both contributors to the book, collaborated on the cover, and it just came out beautiful. It's out on UL Press right now, and I can't say enough about the press and about all the women that contributed, and especially my designers. Also, Aaron Segura edited the French for me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's really exciting.
The yes. The cover is just sort of, you know, it's a pen.
Right. It's a reproduction of kind of Michelle Verrett Johnson, I should say, is a librarian. Yes,
right.
And she is an expert on these kind of turn of the century embroidered books that were women's work. And so the embroidery on the cover kind of represents the way that embroidery was a tradition in our culture, also for the women.
Oh, okay.
And also kind of how we've patched together and kept this culture
right,
alive.
And of course, Megan has continued that tradition.
Incredibly, incredibly. Megan, I cannot say enough, Megan, about
Megan,
her.
Megan,
yes.
Beautiful cover, though.
This is just
a lovely book. And what's the significance of this symbol on the back? Do you know that?
So the back has a star on it, and I call it the Prairie des Femmes star. I call it actually the Marianne Stella, like the Marie Stella, and that's the Prairie des Femmes symbol.
Wow. Well, so putting this together, were there any submissions that you felt maybe didn't make the cut, or I mean, did you have to edit this? Or
sure.
So approximately how many submissions did you get totally?
I got around some women gave me more than one piece,
and
so yes, but some of them I really had to decide where to draw the line on the franglais. That is in English and French together, because some of the women do write kind of in a French-English dialect, and that's fine with me because it's real. But there were some that were majority in English that I didn't include.
Hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I didn't ask you this beforehand, but would you be up to reading something from there? Did you have a piece that you'd like to
contribute? Sure. I put two pieces in, and would you like me to?
Yes, I would. I'd love that.
You know? That would be the first time I've ever read anything. So I wrote two pieces. One is called Orion, and one is called Malheureux. So it's kind of Malheureux is the masculine of Malheureuse. So which one should I read?
I'd like to hear Orion.
C'est bon? Okay, Orion's the more pop. More.
Might be about me.
Yeah, Malheureux. Well, it's not. I'll tell you that. Okay, so Orion. It's Orion. It goes like this. It's en français. Should I just do it en français?
Yes.
Oui. Okay, so Orion, Ashley Wilson Michaud. Quand j'étais jeune, j'ai cherché pour quelqu'un. J'ai cherché sur la terre et au nuage. Et comme une femme, j'ai guetté autour du monde pour un homme pour faire un vie en hommage. Mais dans le bleu d'horizon, quand la lune est pleine à l'anse, quand la terre tourne en rond dans l'espace, je t'aperçois au loin au large, sous-marin une image, ensemble dans les étoiles, Orion. Quand les femmes préespéraient pour un homme, ça préchercherait dans la terre et aux nuages. Et moi, je cherche l'espace profond pour une étoile filante. Mais toi, t'es fixé dans mon idée au rayon. Et c'est ça. And it just basically talks about how women look for their dream guy all over the place. We daydream. We look in the clouds. We look in the sky. But me, I found this constellation in the sky, Orion. And no matter how deeply I look in space, this one is fixed in my mind like a constellation.
Wow. Beautiful.
Merci,
Ashley.
Merci.
So, yeah. So this is great. I'm glad that you're getting this.
You got me there.
It's a physical copy of the book for the first time, getting you to read from it. So, yeah. So, anyway, it comes out just in time for festival, and you will have a sort of a is it going to be a reading? What's happening at the Rev tomorrow night, the coffee house downtown?
Yeah, so it's tonight at Rev
tonight.
At 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 to 8, very informal kind of book opening at Rev. So we'll have the press there, a table set up. We'll have copies of the book. I'll be there to sign. And we'll have a lot of the contributors there, everybody that can make it. And also, I should say that our own Michelle Verrett Johnson, who was responsible for the embroidery itself of the cover, Megan Barra designed the cover, but we all collaborated. She and her husband, Dave Johnson, donated funds for us to provide all of the women that were involved in this book a copy. So we will have those tonight at Rev Cafe, too. And then tomorrow, myself and some of the presenters will present at the symposium at the Hillard Museum. It's called Les Filles, Les Femmes. It's a symposium on the role of women in our culture, and we present at 1:15.
Wow. So anyway, it's a beautiful book and definitely a timely. And, you know, I don't know if you planned to have
that.
No, it
absolutely
this
not.
Time.
I have to say that it's completely serendipitous. I started this project a year ago, just as a complete, you know, it really did come as a burst. Out of the darkness, I should say. It did not come out of a happy, bright place full of rainbows. It really, you know, and I also should warn that when you embark on a book called O Malheureuse, right, O Unhappy Witness, O Unhappy Woman, you are tempting the fates, I should say. Uh-huh. So anyway, yeah, it was completely serendipitous that this book came out at the same time as the festival. I found out that the festival was dedicated to women into the production of the book. And I was extremely pleased and I'm extremely honored that it would be supported in that way.
Well,
yeah.
Great. And also, I mean, the fact that Yvette Landry's book on War and Storm also happens to be coming out during the festival.
Yes, another incredible local writer, Yvette Landry.
CD. So anyway, you mentioned that there was a poem about Miss Ethel May Bourque.
Yes. When people ask me, where did this idea for O Malheureuse came from? I could talk about that for about 2 hours. But when I really think back of Louis bringing me to Miss Ethel's house, one of the first songs she sang to us the week we met was this song called La Vie d'une Pauvre Malheureuse.
Now tell us about Ethel May Bourque before you do that. Or Louis, you want to do that?
I can say a little bit, I guess. Miss Ethel May was a lady that lived, her father, she grew up next to the Michaud Camp, La Rue Quipon, and her father was Sidney Bourque, and the Lost Bayou Ramblers have put Mr. Sidney and Ethel on the front of their albums, the first two albums,
yeah,
I
right.
think. So, yeah, she was just an inspiration to Louis and I. When we met, I was really interested in learning Louisiana French, and he said, well, I know somebody, and I have to go see her anyway because she wants to give us a song. Uh-huh. So we went to see her, and it was funny because I was bilingual, but I didn't know our French, and I could barely understand Miss Ethel. And it's so funny because, you know, Louis has put out her music recently, and this piece was completely central and opens up the book. It's called The Life of a Poor Malheureuse, a Poor Unhappy Woman. And I really think she planted the seeds in my mind for this kind of idea of the shadow side of womanhood in this culture.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, getting to the new record, Louis and his label Nouveau Electric have just put out an album tell us the name of it, Louis.
It's called Chanson de la Campagne. It's Ethel May Bourque. It's a Chanson de la Campagne because so much of it is original music. Like Ashley said, we actually met her. I knew her dad growing up as a young child. He didn't speak any English. I'd follow him around his little farm next to the camp. And then we wanted to get permission to use his dad's photo on the first Lost by a Rambler cover. And she got in touch with Uncle David and wanted to give Uncle David a song because Uncle David had fed her dogs while she was caring for her mom.
Uh-huh.
So so she called me, and this was actually Ashley and I's first date. I needed a ride. I needed a ride out to Miss Ethel and say, hey, you want to come visit visit this lady?
Now, it was on this day that you made these recordings?
It was in the following months. The
following months, okay.
Yeah, it was because the first time we went there, we didn't know what to expect. And, it was like we had to find the place.
I see, from 2003 to 2004. Yeah, I'm looking at this picture. Yeah, you were a bit lighter there, a bit slimmer. Not that you're heavy now, but just to say we've all put on some. We filled out since then. Yes, myself included. I look at pictures of myself.
Scrawny little bachelor.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It was a great project. So you said that this was put out between two different sessions, and you just sat on these recordings and.
Yeah, I've been wanting to put them out. I'd done like a little bitty release when the Bayou Perdu came out with her.
She's
her
included
on the cover,
on it, right?
Yeah, and so the whole thing was she wanted to give us this song. She wanted to give it to Uncle David. And Uncle David said, "Well, Louis, why don't you go over there and talk to her?" I said, "Okay, cool. I'll go talk to her." And then we get there, and it's like didn't know what to expect at all. First of all, she had a giant pot of gumbo with everything in it and served us these huge bowls. It was like being in some kind of Cajun fairy tale of sorts with these huge spoons. And here I am, a scrawny little bachelor.
Yeah, there were feathers in the gumbo.
And everywhere in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she starts saying, well, this is a song that I sang to my dad when he was on his deathbed because he was a pauvre malheureuse and didn't have money for pain medication and such. So this song is what kept him, reasonable with all the pain going on his deathbed. And she'll explain it if we want to go ahead and listen to the tracks. So I'll let her do it, and then she sings it in French, then she sings it in English.
All right.
I sang that song to my father for a whole week. He had cancer. His lung had collapsed. He had pneumonia. I'd hear him moaning, groaning. For a whole week, they didn't give him no medicine, nothing for he was hurting. He was in pain. I asked him if he wanted me to sing. He shook his head yes, so I started up. I sang it like this, out of nowhere. Et comme moi j'étais né, longtemps passé. Avec des grands cheveux noirs, des yeux marrons comme des circles. Et comme moi, j'étais né longtemps passé. Moi, j'étais la chère jolie petite fille à mon papa. Pas du tout, ça lui, il avait besoin. Mon cher papa, c'était un pauvre récoltier. Et si mon papa le désirait un petit garçon, moi je serais jamais attendu cela monter. Moi et mon papa et mon cher petit frère, on l'a fait la chasse et on l'a pêché. On a pierce on the bayou, and me on the fire and me, la vie de pauvre, malheureux. Moi, je suis plus mon papa on the bayou, and me on. Moi, je suis mon vieux chien spéc, on travers des Cherokees, on travers des annonces, on travers des marées. Pour faire une vie, la vie d'un pauvre malheureux. Oh, when I was born such a long time ago, with long black hair, I swam like muscadine. When I was born such a long time ago, I was my papa Sidney Burr's most precious little girl. Not at all what you needed for don't you know. My father, he was a poor farmer, don't you see. If my father desired to have a little baby boy, I surely never did hear him complain. For me and my papa and my little brother Jess, we hunted and fished, and we also trapped just to make a living along the Vermilion River, don't you see? Just to make a living for the rest of our days. I don't follow my papa along the river anymore. I follow my old dog Speck through the Cherokees, through the blackberry bushes and through the marshland, just to make a living for the rest of my life.
Excellent, excellent.
I was 16 years old.
As Ethel May Bourque, recorded by Louis Michaud, back, you know, in 2001, 2003.
Three and four. Actually, Eric Charpentier was there helping with the recording, and, you know, I was talking and playing, and it was a few other people. Jennifer Guidry was around, and Christy Cornell. You know, it was like we'd always go there and just. She just loved the company, and we'd help her with little things,
bring her groceries, bring her tobacco.
There you go.
And pet milk.
Well, anyway, the album is out now on Nouveau Electric Records. So anyway, and now other than that, the two of you have been involved with the group Soul Creole for several years now. That's with Corey.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Corey Ledet. And, Corey Ledet and I and Ashley started it back in 2012, I believe.
Yeah,
well, yeah, 12, 13. Well, yeah, same we're just time. Kind of doing a little trio, doing this and that.
So anyway, you guys have been on and off playing all these years, and there has never been a recording,
or at least
a publicly released recording.
We tried to make a live album back in the day, and then
didn't work out.
Yep. And so here this, so we record our first single back in March with Mark Bingham, and then we pass it over to Corey Ritchie to mix, and we finally have our first single. Ashley wrote it. I don't know when you wrote it, but we recorded it.
I probably wrote it about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
It's a great song. I love
Thanks.
It. I love all the effects. I love the recording. It's a great, great recording.
Cool.
So anyway, so Soul Creole debuting their first recording today, and right here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, and we're gonna go out with that. Louis, Ashley, look. Guys, keep it up, man. And we're going to see you guys all around over, you know, festivals of Cayenne Creole over this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be around.
Between the bands, are you going to be performing here and there. So, yeah, check your schedule. So, anyway, tell us, what's the name of this first song by Soul Creole?
Yeah, the name of the song is Toiron, Three Rings. It really comes from a lot from Villeplate lingo and the things that I hear my people talk about over there. So a toiron is actually what we call like a snapping turtle. It's okay. A caouin, but it's our word for a snapping turtle is le toiron. But it also has to do with three rings and the tradition of threes in our culture.
Gotcha. Here it is, the debut from Soul Creole. Louis, Ashley, thanks so much for coming by, man.
Merci,
thanks
Cecil.
For having us, Cecil.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions,
come on,
offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Yes, the debut release by Soul Creole, Three Rings, here on the Caravan. Time to look at the Medicine Ball calendar. This evening, Chris Ardoin, Cupid, perform at the Grouse Room. Joelle Savoy and Kelly Jones will play at the St. Street Inn. Chaz Justice and the Jury will, along with Forrest Yuval, play Artmosphere. Ray Abshire will be at the Blue Moon Saloon. Matthew Ewing at the Rockin' Bowl downtown Lafayette. Blaze Viator will be performing in the Listening Room over at the Pearl, and it's Dueling Pianos over at the Grouse Room. Let's see what else we have. Tomorrow, Friday, Bach Lunch, 12 noon, Parc Sans Souci with the group The Revelers. 12 o'clock to 1 tomorrow. Festival Zakania et Creole kickoff in Girard Park tomorrow as well. Also, Revelers and Fofolet play Artmosphere Friday evening. Lost Bayou Ramblers and La Winston Band at the Blue Moon Saloon. Steve Riley, the Mamou Playboys, will be at the Rockin' Bowl. Tennessee Dixon, Dylan Frederick, and Shane Blanco at the Pearl. And let's see, we've got the Verms, Your Mom, and Adam Richard over at the Worst Beer Garden, and it's Shotgun Lily over at the Grouse Room on Friday as well. Can I say that? I think I already said that. By the way, we're listening to Christine Bolfi in the background. Moving to Saturday, Festivals at Cartier Creole happening. Art Walk, downtown Lafayette as well. Pine Leaf Boys play Saturday along with Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys at Artmosphere. Jordan Thibodeau and Radio Zatico will be at the Blue Moon Saloon Saturday night. Chubby Carrier and Gerald Gruning and Gentilly Zatico at the Rockin' Bowl. Derek Savoy and Talker will be at the Pearl. And Pixar's animated film Coco's will be at Movies in the Park, Park International, and Crossfire play the Grouse Room. Sunday, Grant Dermody and Dirk Powell play brunch over at St. Street Inn. Also Sunday, it's a Chaz Justice and the Jury at Artmosphere, Soul Creole at the Blue Moon Saloon after a festival, and Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie play the Rockin' Bowl. You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. We were mentioning Radio Zatico. They have a brand new single that they are also releasing today. It's called Cut You. Now let's get cut. Radio Zatico here on the Caravan. Barry Ancelet and his project, the lyrical legacy of César Vincent, along with Roddy Romero, Wayne Toup, Zachary Richard, Avexa Mary Jane. And before that, a new from Radio Zydeco, Cut You, here on The Caravan on KRVS. Let's continue with that lyrical legacy album. This is Megan Brown and Kelly Jones.
Tra la la.
Bonsoir, Catin, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, KRVS. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys live.
À Lafayette, près du chemin vert. is Africa. Es español, él es irlandés. Trabaja y vive en armonía. Sauce true friend society.
Mamu Playboy is singing about Freetown here as we get ready for festivals Acadia et Creole. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who joined you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Hope to see you out and about during the weekend for festivals Acadia et Creole. We're going to go out with some live Lost Bayou Ramblers. Let's hear a little Bosco Stomp, New Iberia Haircut. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday.
If you hear music coming out of these speakers, they work. Thank y'all for coming to Tipitina's tonight, y'all. We're Lost Bayou Ramblers. thank y'all so much, y'all.
Thank you, Louie. Again, Medicine Ball Caravan, produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Go out and make it a great festival. I'm Cecil Doyle. We'll do it again on Monday.